بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله ونحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى اله واصحابه وصحبه اجمعين. In the name of Allah, the compassion, the bestower of mercy, truly praise is for Allah. And we praise Him and we seek His help and we seek His forgiveness and we put our trust in Him. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our own selves and our wrong actions. And whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whoever He leads astray has no one to guide him. We bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, one without a partner. We bear witness that Muhammad is His worshipper and messenger. Blessings of Allah and peace be upon him and his family and companions. صلى الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا لله الحق فقاتلوا لا تموتن ولا أنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. All the praise be to Him Most High, said in His clear book, O you who have attained to faith, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not save that as you are as Muslims. And O people, fear your Lord that created you from one self, and from it is made, and from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women. Fear Allah in your claim over one another, and toward the wombs from which you have come. Truly Allah is the watcher over all of you. Alhamdulillah. Jalla yama jumati Sayyidina Ainami wa Nabudu wa Nastainu wa Nilaiha wa Hula di Farida Salat of Jumati Bikabli Tallah Yayuwa Din Amanu Ida Nadiyala Salat Imin Yomi Jumati Fasawri La Dikri Allah wa Rabbi. المؤمنون المخلصون هم الذين آمنوا وتتأمنوا هو قلوبكم بذكر الله بذكر الله تأمن قلوب. Praise be to Allah. May this day of congregation be the best of days. We do not worship and we do not seek any other aid from any other than from Him who made the congregational worship obligatory for us as witness in the saying by the Most High. O you who have attained to faith, if you hear the call for salat on the day of congregation, make haste to the remembrance of Allah and leave your trading. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, for truly in the remembrance of Allah their hearts find their rest. Allah Most High said in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, He says, سَكُلُوا سُفَهَاءُمْ مِنَّا لَنَزِمَا وَلَا هُمْ أَنْ كِبَلْتِهِمُ لَاتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا كُولُ اللَّهِ وَمَشْرِكُوا وَالْمَغْرِيبَ يَادِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَالْسِرَاتِ مُسْتَكِيمُ. The fools among the people will say, what had turned them from the direction they faced before? Say, to Allah belong the east and the west. He guides whom He wills, who He will to the straight path. And in Surah An-Nahl, Allah says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ يَمُرُّ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَالْإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. As I recited earlier, truly Allah enjoins justice and kindness and generosity to those near to you, and He forbids all that is shameful and that which is wrong and lewd acts, and He admonishes you in order that you may remember the truth. And again, he reveals this in Surah Al-Sabah, and He says to us, وَهِيَارَ الَّذِينَ أُتُوا لَإِلْمَا لَذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبْكَ وَهُوَ لَحَقَ وَيَدْهِ إِلَّا سِرَاتِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. And those who have been given knowledge see that what is revealed to you from your Lord is the truth, and that it guides to the path of the exalted and of the praised. Assalamu alaikum. It's every day in Surat al-Fatiha, we recite many, many times. We come to that part where we're asking Allah to show us the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. But the straight path is not only spoken of, as you can see, in Surat al-Fatiha, but also in Surah Baqarah and the other surahs that I recited to you. It's referred to many times in Surat al-Maryam and Surat al-Nahl and others. And alhamdulillah, so I want to take a few minutes and speak of the Sirat al-Mustaqim today again, which is called the straight path in English, and it's found actually in Quran more than 45 times in the Quran. All those meanings have complementary meanings except one, which is a very opposite meaning. Every day we as Muslims pray five times, and in each salat we read Surah Fatiha and we request Allah to guide us. The word asirat in Arabic comes from several adjectives in the Quran. Most of them were mustaqim. Well, only once is it mentioned as the way to hell. Only one time. And this terminology is used for those people who refuse to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who refuse to follow the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all the 44 times it refers only to the straight path, and to stay on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said of these people, it shall be said of the wrongdoers and their wives and the things that they worship beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and lead them to the way of fire, but stop them, for they must be asked. So we're not going to talk about the path to hell, we're going to talk about the 44 times throughout the Mustaqim, the straight path, the path to happiness, the path to peace, the path to contentment, the path to paradise. And it begins in dunya. It begins more over here, and within dunya, it begins in us, and it begins in our heart, in an understanding of the brevity of life and what has to be accomplished in this brief sojourn in this world. And if we're on this sort of narrow path, what I like to call the HOV lane, on the highway, with eternity on one side, so to speak, and dunya on the other, if you lose your thoughts, if you lose your heart, you can easily wander off the path and be not on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And we all perhaps have had that experience, certainly I've had it many times in my life, that you lose heart in something, you know. And when you lose heart, you're very easily susceptible to wandering off the Sirat al-Mustaqim. You have to really fight to keep your heart, keep your faith, keep your belief, keep your sureness. And so we're enjoined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be awake, to be conscious human beings, to remember why we are here. We're told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pay attention, to face, to look at, to keep our minds on Allah and not to wander astray. Allah guides those who He will to this way, to the way that is straight, as I read to you in Surah Baqarah. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam invited his father to believe in Allah and to abandon the idols. And again, we heard Allah say, and on behalf of Ibrahim alayhi salam, "Oh my father, to me has come knowledge which has not reached you." Think about a son coming to the father and saying, "Oh my father, some knowledge has reached me," or daughter. So, that hasn't reached you. Something that I know that you don't know. And then I'm going to guide you to a way that's balanced and straight. But think of people, from the Bnei Israel, or the Quraysh, or the Bnei Khadr, or the Bnei Nadir, or Nadir, or coming to a father and say, "Oh, father, most respectfully," and most of these tribes, the children wouldn't even say a word. They wouldn't sit down if they were told. Unless they were told to sit down, they didn't stand up. Unless they were told to stand up, and saying, "Oh, by the way, Pop, I have some knowledge that you don't have." So powerful is the knowledge of the Sirat al-Mustaqim that when it dawns upon us, we have to do everything we can to stay in the way of that Sirat al-Mustaqim, to stay on that path. We may have to fight battles. We have to resist oppression. And those are just inside our own selves, and I'm not even talking about military battles and external oppression. We have to be just. We have to be compassionate. Even at a time when we don't want to be compassionate, we have to be merciful. We have to be patient. At times when we don't want to be patient and merciful, a sabr, a rahman, a rahim, a sabur, you know, these are realities. We have to be in the company, keep ourselves in the presence of Allah. If you keep yourself in the presence of Allah, you keep yourself in the presence of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to be in the presence of Rahman, Rahim, Sabur, Malik, Al-Azim, etc. And if we're not, then that's how we wander off the path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands of us as Muslims what is not demanded of others, especially in the days we live in now, because they just couldn't do it. They couldn't resist the ego, they couldn't resist the temptation. They don't even necessarily, many people don't even recognize when they're in the presence of something great and grand and eternal. Even in our own community, our own ummah, we at times feel pulling apart and forgetfulness and straying. And straying, when you've been on this path for a long time, means choosing things other than being in the presence of one another, being in the presence in suhbat. But it means, straying means straying from the opportunity to sit in muraqabah, from being at prayer, from serving each other, from serving the community, from making personal sacrifice. When you've been at this for a long time, that's what it means. That's what straying is. So we have to strive to stay on the siratul mustaqim, and as long as we're in dunya, we're going to have to strive for that. Some people it's easier. Some people, their habitual patterns are very, very pure. Alhamdulillah. But we should not think of our community as anything other than an Islamic Sufi community. It's nothing other than an Islamic Sufi community. And so when we make things that are Islamically, mistakes that are Islamically not correct, we have to correct them. And when we say things that are not Sufically proper, or Sufi within the adab of tasawuf, we have to correct them. Inshallah, sometimes we find the opposite. We find struggles, you know, for periods of time. You know, a whole week was a struggle. A whole month was a struggle. A whole year was a struggle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Surah Al-Hajj that faithful believers will enter Jannah. If you're faithful and if you have ikhlas, sincerity and iman, faith, you'll enter into paradise. They are the people who receive the barakah. The people of light, the nur of Muhammad, the fayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they're guided by Allah. And it says in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit those who believe and work good deeds, not those who are forced to work good deeds, not those who are convinced to work good deeds, not those who are begged to serve, begged to work, begged to make do some service or cajoled to work goodness, but those who from their own hearts have the faith to work goodness and righteousness and be good people and righteous people, and also people who know how to apologize and seek, make tawbah. To gardens beneath which rivers flow, they shall be adorned therein with bracelets of gold and pearl, and their garments will be silk, for they have been guided in life to the purest of speeches. They have been guided to the path of whom is worthy all praise. So I ask you, what's important? The pearls, the gold, the earrings, the flowing rivers? Or are those just metaphors, symbols for something much greater, most important, that the heart, the soul of the being who is worthy of praise is pure? A person with good speech and good intentions and good actions, who sees something in need and rises to it and runs to it. All over the world, I've met many people I think qualified to be wali, awliya. Not one of them I ever knew wore a lot of gold. In fact, they didn't wear silk, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we shouldn't wear silk unless we're in a battle, which was very clever medically, by the way, because silk is made out of a natural fiber, but if you get wounded, it'll help your body, your wound to clot. It didn't have anything to do with wealth in that case. How you go on the straight path, on the siratul mustaqim, and not be moved off the siratul mustaqim is a lifelong question and a lifelong effort. How you pay attention, how you face Allah, how you pay attention to your own life, mutawajib. Now I do this and now I do this, subhanAllah. You know, you have to ask yourself, how should I do this? How should I do that? And perhaps the greatest test for any of us, or for all of us, Allah says, what do you believe, that I would only test and try you one time? The greatest test and trial is able to say, Alhamdulillah, subhanAllah, from my heart, and everything will be alright. This is another test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe I was forgetting. Maybe I was wandering off. Maybe I took too many things for granted. Maybe I thought everything was safe. I was in a safe zone. You know? It's like the game Monopoly, you know? Get a free pass, or do you land in jail? Either way, you... As far as the Sirat, this path is concerned, Allah tells us that some people have been blessed specially, and He's given them knowledge, ilm and hikmah. And they know whatever was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his message guides people in the right way. Guidance comes from Allah. We have to request of Allah, O Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in your name I'm sending praises to you, I'm remembering you, I'm asking you, please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help me to stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, not to be one of those who wander astray. The only thing I want in my mind, no matter what is happening, I want to stay on this straight path. So allow me to understand, O Allah, my request of you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to guide me. You are al-Hadi. You are the guide. So show me the way and help me to stay on this Sirat al-Mustaqim, so that I can say, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. So whatever happens, this is difficult. Who's asked to do this? The deer aren't asked to do this, the birds aren't asked to do this, but they give praises all the time anyway. The flowers aren't asked to do this. We are asked to do it consciously. We watch around us in the so-called Islamic world. I'm not quite sure what that means. Muslims becoming more and more politicized, political Muslims, you know, or cultural Muslims, Pakistani Muslims, Arab Muslims, Indian Muslims, Malaysian Muslims, Balkan Muslims, black Muslims, white Muslims, you know, Chinese Muslims, whatever. And we have to get beyond that. Culture is wonderful. Culture is good. It gives us character. It gives us adab. It gives us many lessons. But we have to be Muslims on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Good Muslims. And we see clearly, you know, through familiarity. If you're familiar with the qualities and the attributes of a Muslim, of a believer, you can even take off your glasses and recognize. I can see, that's khalid. But then when you put on the glasses of Al-Quran and you put on the glasses of the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad ﷺ, and you put on the glasses of Tasawwuf and you put on the glasses of piety, and then you see clearly at long distances. The only problem with this metaphor is that as we get older and if we're more pious, we need the glasses left, so that means we're nearsighted. Because your eyes get better when you're nearsighted than if you're farsighted. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala near to us and dear to us. And we recognize. And if I see somebody first without my glasses, I'm not going to recognize them on the street. If I meet you first with my glasses on, I might even recognize you without my glasses. O Allah, keep me on the straight path. Even though I'm upset right now. O Allah, keep me on the straight path. The Sirat al-Mustaqim, even though I'm angry right now. O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep me on the straight path, even though I'm not feeling well right now. O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep me on the straight path, even though I have been challenged by something. And keep me grateful. Keep me on the Sirat al-Mustaqim among the Ummah. Keep me on the Sirat al-Mustaqim among my brothers and sisters in my community. in Islam, in Tasawwuf, safe and secure in Islam, that's almost redundant. That's redundant. You can't say, oh, Allah, keep me safe and secure in Islam. You say, oh, Allah, keep me in Islam, then I'm safe and secure, because that's Tasneem. Not safe and secure in Iraq or Bosnia or Darfur or whatever. Safe and secure in Islam. And all guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to request from Allah, plead from Allah, beg from Allah to guide us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Why? Because those are emotions that keep us attuned. If I'm begging for something, it means I really want it. If I'm worried I'm losing something, it means I'm going to be more attentive. If I'm pleading, it's because I feel I have a case. Like a lawyer, I have a case to plead. There's something at stake. And that's why I think one of the reasons we read Surah Al-Fatiha in every rakah. This is the keel of the boat that keeps it from turning over. Just asking of Allah to keep us on the straight path. Path of those who earn your favor, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that earn your, some people say wrath, but earn your displeasure. So if we recite, if we do our prayers on 34 times a day, we say, approximately, depending on how many, if you do your nafla, if you don't do it, and 34 times a day, we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Amadideen, Iyakan Hamadu wa Iyakan Asta'ini, Dina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Din al-Am Talayhim, Wa'idu Magdubi alayhim, Allah do al-Din Amin. If we say that 34 times a day, why? This is why we say it. It's very important. We want to stay in touch with Allah, we want to stay in touch with the people who love Allah, we want to stay in touch with our family who loves Allah, we want to extend our family and be attached to other believers through our family. Three members in Amman, landing in Amman right now, in Amman, Jordan, just, you know, how are you? Fine. Talk to them every day. I want to talk to them every day. How are you? What's happening? Stay in touch with your family. Well, one way of staying in touch with your family is to be a believer, to be a Muslim, a good Muslim. Now we can have pictures sent to us instantaneously. Oh, here I am 3 minutes ago walking into the school. You know? We also have to stay in touch with Allah. Oh, Allah, I've been down this road before, but somehow I still need to be guided. Oh, Allah, please guide me. Why is it that in the quote-unquote Islamic world, Muslims who suffer as our brothers and sisters, although the world has suffered, also even sometimes forget. Oh Allah, we pray to save the people, give them all they need for their safety and security. Why in the Muslim world, when Muslims are being punished or killed or displaced, even by other Muslims, how that some of them become even better Muslims? More awake. They become stronger, not weaker. How does one become a better Muslim? How does one become a better believer? Just because, just like Sidna Ibrahim alayhi salam saw something and gained more knowledge and was tested and tried. We too have been tested and tried and continue to be. The world is small. Eternity is big. Dunya is limited. Akhirah is eternal. But here it's, we have to serve. We have to serve Allah. We have to practice the khidmah. We have to have ibadah. We have to seek forgiveness. We have to be compassionate and merciful. This is very important. And Allah gives us an easy way to remember. Alarm clock goes off 5 times a day. And sometimes we push the snooze button. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah. No pause button. You got it on there? You got to hear it. Listen to it. What are we struggling with? When we struggle with life, what are we struggling with? We're struggling with ourselves. We're struggling with a problem in life. We're not struggling with the problem. We're struggling with ourselves. We have needs. Of course, we have needs. We struggle to fulfill those needs. We work hard to fulfill those needs. We ask others to join us. We ask for assistance in the work around the community. We ask for donations. We ask for whatever. But it's ourself that's being tested. And we have to ask Allah to guide us to be not only sincere human beings, but to guide us on this straight path. Inshallah. We ask, Allah, don't put a burden on our shoulders that we can't bear, that you not have placed on those who have came before us or on one that we can't bear. And Allah says, truly my Lord in Quran, he has guided me to the way that is straight, a religion of the right, a path walked upon by Ibrahim alayhi salam, the true in faith, and he certainly joined not gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly my prayer and my khidmah, my service and my qurban, my sacrifice and my life and my death are all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cherisher of the world. No partner has he. This I have commanded, and I am the first of those who submit to his will. Today is Friday. It's Jummah. It's a sacred day. The doors of heaven are open and our du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I request that we all make a sincere du'a today. We make du'a for everyone here, for our family who are away, for our family who have joined us these weeks and who will be traveling inshallah safely and healthily home. We'll miss you very much. Pray for the security and the health and the safety and the well-being for those near and dear to us and for all people and all believers. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the Muslims worldwide an awareness of the Sirat al-Mustaqim and a great yearning to come back to it and to be good people and kind people and not to cause any fitna in the world. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم انصرنا في نك خير الناصرين واستغفرنا في نك خير الفاتحين واغفر لنا في نك خير الغافرين وارحمنا في نك خير الراحمين وارزقنا في نك خير الرازقين واتنا نجنا من القوم الظالمين وهب لنا ريحا طيبة كما هي في علمك وانشرنا علينا من خزائنه ورحمتك وحملنا بها حمل الكرامات والسلامات في بقياتي في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. O Allah, succor us, for you are the best of aid, and open us, for you are the best of opening, and forgive us, for you are the best of all forgivers, and have mercy upon us, and you are the merciful, and provide for us, for you are the best provider. Guide us and deliver us from the hands of the oppressors. Grant us a fair wind in accord with your knowledge wafted upon us from the treasures of your mercy. Transport us by it on the conveyance of your generosity with peace and well-being in our spiritual life, in our worldly life, in the final life. Truly you have power over all things. Allahumma yassir lana umrana min rahati li qulubana bi abadina wa salamati wa afiyati fi dunya lana wa dinana wa nas'aluka imanan daiman ونسألك قلبا كاشيا ونسألك علما نافيا ونسألك دينا قيما نسألك عافية من كل بلية ونسألك تامن العافية ونسألك دوام العافية ونسألك الشكر على العافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. Whom Allah make the order easy for us and serenity in our hearts and our bodies and peace and well-being in our worldly lives and spiritual lives. And we beseech you for your faith, for a faith that is everlasting, and beseech you for a submissive heart and for a knowledge that is beneficial. And we beseech you for certainty that is genuine and for a religion that is straight, and beseech you for well-being free from every affliction. And we beseech you for complete well-being, and we beseech you for continued well-being, and we beseech you for thankfulness of our well-being. Allahumma wasif nafujana bi nuri sifatik wa adhakana bi adhikna bi shayna bashirna yawmi al-kiyamati bayna aliyaka wa ja'al yadaka mabasutatan علينا وأخذنا من معنا برحمتك وكن لنا ساهما في سفرنا وكلفات بأهلنا ونسأل وجه أدنى ونسخهم على مكاناتهم فلا يستعون على مديلة ولا مجيل علينا يا نمال مجيب يا نمال مجيب يا نمال مجيب. O Allah, make our faces to shine with the light of your attributes and make us laugh and rejoice on the resurrection day among your friends. And make your hand to be spread upon us and our families and our children and those who are with us. By your mercy, be our companion and our travels and guardian and our family. Face the faces of our enemies and freeze them in their places so that they are unable to go or come against us. O most gracious responder. O most gracious responder. O most gracious responder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those among us who are ill, and they are spread out in different parts of the globe even, I ask you to send your shifa upon them. I ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who are living to keep their life full and happy, and for those who we love and who have passed, to give their light into their graves and an open window onto the Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they may see themselves among the loved ones and the family and the believers. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa namadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa taqallu ilayhi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له نشهد أن محمدا عبده وعبده رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى ملكات المقربين وأولياء الله صالحين ومجاهدين فائدين رحمتك ورحمن الرحمين. قول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب المبين إن لله وملكاته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم ورد عن ساداتنا لكل آخر راشدين أبي بكرين الصديقي وأمرنا الفخري عمر والفاروقي والعثمان النورين وعلى سيدنا الإمام علي كرم الله وجهه. ورد اللهم عن سيدنا الحسن وعلى سيدنا الحسين وعن أمهما سيدة فاطمة والزهرة وعن أهله البيت الكرام وأزواجه نبياتك وطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وعن الصحابات والصالحين وتابعين وتابعيهم وعباد لله المخلصين بإسلامين وإمامين وإحسانين يوم الدين عباد الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى ونهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي ويعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وذكر الله أكبر. وعليكم السلام.